Powered by Riverside. Welcome to the Vehicle City Sound Podcast. We are in a new year. This is volume 2025, episode 1. Happy New Year, everybody. The air date for this, Thursday, January 2nd, 2025. I'm your host, C. Willie, and I am joined again this year by...
Quarter beep.
All right. And we are really happy to be kicking off the new year with some very special guests. Horror Movies in the Morning. Welcome, guys.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
All right. And I got to tell you, this is a special show for Quarter Beat. Now, I don't know how much you know about the show and what we do, but I'm kind of the country guy. And a lot of our artists that have been on the show, the 46 episodes we did last year, probably 90% of them were country. She is so fired up to have you guys on here. Quarter Peep is the big rocker. And when we were listening to you guys reached out. We appreciate that. We started listening. She said, oh, yeah, no question. they're coming. So welcome to the show.
They need to be our first episode of the year. That's what it was.
Even better. So why don't you guys introduce yourselves? Tell us what you do in the band. Nick, go ahead.
I'm Nick, and I'm the singer. And that's about I do singing and then help with bookings as well.
All right.
I'm Hammy. I'm the guitarist.
And I'm Chels. I'm the bassist.
All right. So tell us a little bit about how you guys all got together. It's a relatively new project, 2022, I believe, is when everything came together. Yep. How did it all happen?
So I can never remember who I found first, but I wanted to start a band. And then I found Nick online. And then Chelsea and I actually went to high school together. But right. We didn't talk in high school. We kind of reconnected or initially connected after high school, just through social media. And I was like, do you want to join a band with me? And she was like, yeah, let's do it. So that's kind of how we initially started. And then we pretty much immediately went into writing the first album.
Mm-hmm. Super. And that's all since 2022?
Yep.
All right. Okay. All right. So the social media is responsible for really bringing everybody together. Did you have the vision that the alternative metal was going to be what basically drove it from the start?
Yeah, I mean, so a lot of the first album, I'd say maybe like 75% of it was songs I had already written previously. So I kind of already knew the sound I was going for and who I needed to look for. And then Chels is a metalhead too, so it was just an obvious pairing.
What were some of the challenges in putting things together?
Hmm.
Or was it a smooth ride right from the start?
It was pretty smooth. I remember because we wrote Fall Apart first, right? And it was the first time Hammy and I had gotten together to jam. And he started with one riff and then I went and built on top of it. And it was really easy from there. There really weren't any struggles with it.
You know, it says you're pushing the limits, or at least some of the things that you guys are talking about. What do you feel is the unique edge that you're bringing to it? Then, if you're pushing the limits of modern rock, what is it that you're really looking to achieve with that?
I think so. For our original album, our debut, there's a couple songs that aren't rock on it, so it kind of like pushes your brain to like what really is rock, what is hard music. And then on our actual rock songs, they're all different. You got like our singles are kind of just like for the actual hard rock fans, but there's songs on there, the deep cuts, that definitely take their own way, like Take It Easy. If you listen to Dissonant, it's a very hard rock song, but it's just out there. And then this next album that we have releasing in January, I'm excited for people to listen to because it takes all that and just takes it 10 times beyond. There's so many surprises on it that nobody's going to see coming and you're just going to be like, wait a minute, is this rock? But yeah, it is.
No, we've loved what we've been hearing, and the songs that you guys supplied for us for the show today did not disappoint. You know, it's every single one of them are spot on. And I know the first one that we're going to queue up is just released here recently, Closer to the Edge. We're looking, we love that one. Well, all three of them, as I mentioned. But who were the influences that you guys had that got you to the point you are now?
I can go first. So I am really into all female punk and rock bands. And my favorite is this Japanese rage punk band called Otoboke Beaver. And one of the things that I love about them so much is they're super high energy and their bassist is like crazy good. And you can listen to an entire song and just listen to the bass and it's not boring. And I think that's a little uncommon. Usually bass lines are pretty repetitive and pretty straightforward. So I try to emulate Otoboke Beaver in that you can listen to the bass in the song and still be like on your toes and invested and engaged.
I like that. I like that. Nick, what kind of brought you along? Where's your influence?
It mostly comes from classic rock. Honestly, I listened to a lot of the older stuff growing up and taking guitar lessons. That was pretty much all I asked to play was Led Zeppelin, AC/DC, the Eagles, all that 60s, 70s stuff. And as I got older, I found a love for the band Queen, and they became my favorite and have been ever since. That was pretty much it, to be honest. And then when I met Hammy, I didn't know how well it would work because our sounds don't really mesh that well. But ultimately, it ended up meshing really well. I think the differences, but we also have some cohesiveness, and you know, we like rock, but he's more metal, I'm more rock. But it does come together really well.
It really seems to. You guys really have a tight sound to it. Everything seems like it's right there. It's planned. You hit it. Hammy, how about you?
So I'm definitely inspired by like 90s nu metal. So. Korn, Deftones, Limp Bizkit even, like, that's my heart right there. So I think that's definitely, you can tell in our songwriting, you can hear that.
Well, it's, you know, it's interesting you say that, and I hear all three of the different influences, because when you hear the finished product, it's a step beyond all of that, so you really are pushing it. And that's cool that you're hitting exactly what you said you want to accomplish.
Mm-hmm. I love hearing that.
Thank you. It comes out. It comes out in the finished product.
There's Thank no, you.
No it's question. Fantastic. I'm all over it.
So tell us a little bit about this first one that we've got queued up, the Closer to the Edge. What's the backstory on this song?
Ooh, so that's actually the first song that we wrote for our sophomore album that's coming out. I don't remember. I think I started writing like the little verse part, the rhythm part for the guitar. And then Colton, our drummer, just kind of went off of that. And then I think Nick actually came up with not the lyrics, but like the melody to the lyrics pretty soon. Right, Nick? Or I don't remember.
Yeah, that was one of the first songs. I came up with the chorus. And then I was just like going to revolve everything around the chorus, but I've had it for months, just sitting on it, waiting to go. And it just ended up working out good because it's kind of a play on words, like Armageddon, closer to the edge. It's like I'm a getting closer to the edge. I don't know. I thought it was cool, but
yeah.
Yeah, that one's one of my favorites off the upcoming album.
Yeah, Colin and I, Closer to the Edge is definitely one of our favorites. It wasn't my favorite until I did my leads for the verse. And then it just sold it for me. I don't know. It's just a solid track through and through.
Well, let's give it a listen. This is Horror Movies in the Morning, Closer to the Edge.
Trials, tribulations, we all face one and the same. The blaze is burning brighter, getting closer. Get on closer to the
Yes, Closer to the Edge from Horror Movies in the Morning. And, you know, it's interesting to listen to that and then hear you guys talk about the influences into it, because you can put every one of your influences in that. You can really hear distinctly everything coming together like that. That's cool. Talk to me a little bit about your creation process. When you're writing your music, how does it typically go? Is there a typical pattern that happens, or is it, yeah, we're just going to throw stuff on the wall and see what sticks?
I'd say for the most part, Chelsea and I start writing the song together, and we'll get the basis of our parts. And then we bring it to Colton and Nick, but usually Colton then writes his parts, and then Nick writes his parts.
Is it something that it's in, we sit down, okay, we're going to write a song, and 15 minutes later, here it is, or is it a longer process? I mean, we've talked to other artists that said, hey, I had a little inspiration, I tossed something on a napkin, and it's been my best song. Or we've also had people that said, hey, we've had one that's been incubating for 10 years, and we finally got it out. How is that with you guys?
I think it depends on the song. There are some songs that, like, Hammy or I start with an idea that we're coming in with, and it's super smooth, like Fall Apart was. And there are some songs we have to come back to after, like, several days to try and revisit and, like, rehash and make new again until we're content with it to bring it to Colton and Nick. There's a wide variety. It really depends on the song.
And yeah. Some songs flop. We just don't put it on the album.
Yeah.
There are some that you bring to Nick and Colton, and they just kind of give you that look, and you know, that's
either that or after I put the lyrics to them, they give me that look.
All right. So that goes both ways. Yeah. Hey, you guys have been busy. You were just coming back here from a pretty extensive tour. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah.
It was fun. So we...
Go ahead, Nick.
Yeah, it was a ton of fun. We just got back touring with Scotty Austin. He was the vocalist of Saving Abel for, I believe, about 10 years. Paralandra as well, 7-Year Witch. And we got to go through Pennsylvania, North Carolina. It was a lot of Pennsylvania, but Pennsylvania, North Carolina, Virginia. And then we did a few shows of our own, also one in Pennsylvania, but New York City as well. And it was just, for me, a lot of fun and a great learning experience to get to spend almost 2 weeks with people that have been doing it at a very high level for, 10, 15 years.
Yeah.
It's a place that I would like to get someday, but I understand a lot of bands, they've been at it quite a long time before it takes off, or some hit on their first album. But ultimately, it was just really cool to see how they operate for almost 2 weeks on a tour.
That's awesome.
All right, so you were in Pittsburgh for a period of time, and then where did it go from there?
We played in total Williamsport, Pennsylvania, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, Thomasville, Pennsylvania, Manhattan, Mebane, North Carolina, and Winchester, Virginia.
All right, and just back a couple of weeks ago, do you have plans for another one coming up here?
Not currently, no. Not officially. But
it's in the works. It's all good.
Right.
Well, the next one that we've got queued up for you is Better Gone. Tell us a little bit about that one.
That one was fun to write.
Very fun. That was one of the easy ones.
Yeah. That one, I think Chelsea wrote the bulk of it initially, and then the hook on that song was one I had written well before the first album even, and I remembered she really loved that hook, but the rest of the song I had written was just not working. And so we were just going through some old files, and then we were like, oh, wait a minute, there's that riff again that we really like. What if we put that in a song for this album? And it just happened to work perfectly for Better Gone.
All right. Well, why don't we give this one a listen? Horror Movies in the Morning. This is Better Gone. And that is Better Gone.
That's my favorite music video. That was so much fun to record.
Oh, tell us about it. Where was that recorded at?
It was recorded in the basement of Diamondback Music Hall in Belleville, Michigan.
Well, that's where we're going to be going here soon. But that's fantastic. How did you guys, how did that opportunity begin to do a video there?
My family owns it, so.
No way.
Yeah.
Well, that makes it a lot easier.
It made it very easy, yes.
This show is being recorded, and we're a couple of weeks from when it actually goes live, but we're heading there tomorrow night for the Louie Lee Show.
Awesome. Yeah.
And they're doing a video out there, too. So it's talking about that. So, are there places, have you played there? Played at your family's place?
We've been waiting for the right show. So Huh? We've definitely had multiple opportunities to, but we're kind of waiting for the perfect band, you know, to play with for that night.
Who's going to compliment you and
exactly. Yeah. We're kind of, we're a niche genre of metal, I guess you could say. So we don't want to just loop ourselves in with any other rock band and then just kind of make people like scratch their head a little bit. So we're just kind of playing our cards right with it.
You've got to respect the fact that you've established your sound, you've established your brand, and you don't want anything to convolute it.
Pretty much. Yeah.
Appreciate it. Yeah.
Where do folks find you? If you know, we've got some listeners out here that that want to get to know a little more about horror movies in the morning. Where do they find you, and where are you going to be playing? Where what sorts of things can they do to follow you?
It's a Nick question.
You can check us out on Instagram, YouTube. We just started a Facebook. It'd be great if you could follow us on Facebook, trying to build our following on there. And then we just had a music video come out for Better Gone, like I mentioned. And then we have another one by the time this airs that should be out as well for Closer to the Edge.
Oh, super.
So those will both be on our YouTube channel. And then our next show as of right now is January 25th at the Logger House in Detroit. It's with a few of our friend bands we played with a few times, most specifically Shadow of the Talisman. They were with us at one of our first shows, and they're on pretty much every local show we play, it feels like. But there's some great guys, and it's going to be an awesome show, January 25th at the Logger House.
Well, I just wrote that down, and we're going to do everything we can to be there. I'd love to see you guys live.
Perfect.
Awesome. Thank you.
So the last one that we've got queued up here for tonight's show is On My Own. Tell us a little bit about that.
I wrote that song when I was pretty young, so probably somewhere between 18 and 20, maybe wrote that song. And I was just, I think I was just messing around with my phaser pedal, and then I came up with the hook for it, and it's the most simple thing imaginable. And actually the working title of the song was just Simple Song, because it was that easy to play. And then I brought it to Chelsea and Nick, and they loved it. We all agreed it was our favorite song and that it had to be the lead single for our debut album.
This is the first single that came out?
First ever. Yep. On April Fool's Day.
Yes.
Yep.
Yep. Well, let's give this a listen. Horror Movies in the Morning. It's On My Own.
I figured carving a jack-o'-lantern would keep him occupied.
Fucking game.
answers. Maybe some forgiveness that'll come out of this. While you seek for vengeance, I'll just seek for answers. Maybe some forgiveness that'll come out of this.
There's three great tunes tonight. That one stands out to me. I really enjoy that song.
Thank you.
Thank you.
It's on my playlist too. So
perfect. We love hearing that too.
Yes.
So I was going to resist this all night long, and I'm sure you guys, this question is probably asked of you in every interview you get. But tell me about the name of the band.
Everybody asks that.
I knew it.
So
it just was beating at me. I had to.
So back during COVID times, I wasn't working, and to just keep my mind occupied, I'd wake up every morning and just do my own horror movie marathon. And then one day I thought to myself, I was like, who watches horror movies in the morning? Like, am I weird for this? And then I was like, wait a minute, that kind of sounds cool. So I jotted it down on my phone. And then when Chelsea and Nick and I were trying to come up with names for the band, I was just like, what about horror movies in the morning? Because I was going through the list of possible names on my phone. And then we were all like, wait a minute, that has a nice ring to it. Yeah. And another thing, too, is our band's big on contrasting. So we always wanted to, from the get-go, we wanted to have heavy music with clean vocals, like kind of throw people through a whirl. And I think the name matches that perfectly. It's kind of horror movies with the heavy music, but like in the morning with his clean vocals, if that makes sense.
It does. It does. Absolutely love that. Hey, listen, it's been a lot of fun having you guys on. I really appreciate you joining us for this, our first episode of the new year. Appreciate you being here. Appreciate your brand. You guys, you definitely stand out, definitely unique. And we're looking forward to January 25th at the Lager House in Detroit. So we're going to definitely
thank, so thank you so much for having us.
Quarter Peep, who do we have on next week?
Yeah, so next week we have Cody Bartles.
All the way from Tacoma, Washington. So that's fun. Hey, folks, I think it's a wrap on tonight's show, our first one of 2025. I really want to thank once again Horror Movies in the Morning for being our guest tonight. Thanks a lot, guys.
Thank you for having us.
Yep, thanks for having us.
Make sure you give them a follow. They're trying to build their Facebook page, so get out there and do that. Follow us if you can. We're on Facebook. Your podcast, you're going to get us anywhere you listen to your podcast, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Amazon Music, Apple Music. They're out there on 14 different platforms. You can catch us on YouTube as well. So if you want to see us rather than just hear us, you can get the whole deal there. VehicleCitySound.com, the website. And if you want to drop us a note, tell us where we can find more bands like Horror Movies in the Morning, VehicleCitySound@gmail.com. Thanks a lot for listening. Be good.